From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. One of the rarest forests on the planet is here, in South Florida, the Pine Rockland. And in the Keys, not that long ago, you can find some of the largest pine rocklands, with dozens of endangered plants and animals. Forests that manage to defy hurricanes and development are vanishing because of sea level rise. In the Florida Keys, healthy pineland grows on just one island now. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich went to take a look at how that forest is making its last stand.
All right, so what does this smell like?
We're smelling wood from the stump of a pine that's been dead for at least a century. Danielle Ogerchak has just used her pocket knife to cut out a chunk. She's a forest ecologist at Florida International University.
Ooh! There's still resins in there.
Yeah.
It smells almost a little like... It doesn't smell as nice as some of the other ones I've found. It's not as hit-you-in-the-face piney, but it's still there.
So just we're standing on the west side of Big Pine, about 2.5 miles from the Overseas Highway, with Mike Ross, another FIU ecologist. He's been studying the pineland in the Florida Keys for nearly 3 decades. Around us is a windy salt marsh. It's mostly mud and buttonwood trees growing low to the ground. Every so often, these stumps appear, like tombstones, marking the pine forest that once stood here.
This was a freshwater wetland that's embedded in pine forest on either side. That pine forest, and there was a pine forest over here.
Although now
sea rise is amplifying the threat from hurricanes, and the pine rockland in the Keys are vanishing, becoming ghost forests, like other areas battling sea rise from Louisiana to Virginia. And when the forests go, so will the wildlife that live in them. A study last year estimated the iconic Key deer could disappear with just 2 feet of sea rise, an amount now expected to arrive in just over 3 decades.
If sea level rise is going to impact pine rocklands in the way that Dr. Ross and Ogerchak have described, then we need to do other things.
Kevin Kalis is the Coastal Program Manager for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He's now drafting a plan to map out the risk in frank terms to see just exactly what it will cost and what can be saved.
10, 20, 30 years out is what we can reasonably expect with regard to what we do now and how long our actions now might last.
That plan might include some drastic measures, like moving endangered animals to zoos. But some conservationists ask, why should we save animals we can never free?
There's some species that are only found in pine rocklands, and they're not found anywhere else. Pine rocklands are truly special.
Not that long ago, the Lower Keys had a lot more pineland. Here's Ross explaining as we drive across the 7 Mile Bridge.
The first paper that we wrote was in 1992, and at that time, we documented that there were pine forests on, I think, 10 islands.
South Florida's rocky pineland is probably best known for its tough, nail-bending wood. Along with the oolite limestone from the forest floor, the pines helped build much of early South Florida. That toughness allowed it to endure in harsh conditions and also made it unique. Squeezed between the coast and swampy marshes, it grew in isolation, an evolution of apartness. It's essentially North America's version of the Galapagos Islands. With about 8 inches of sea rise over the last 8 decades, the pinelands are now drowning.
You can find an odd pine tree on 3 or 4 islands, but there's only one island that has enough adult trees to be self-maintaining, and it's on Big Pine Key.
We stopped at Island Bagels in the Key Deer Refuge on our way to look at this last stand. Ross and Ogerchak say 2 things are happening. The Keys pineland grows on top of a freshwater lens. Think of a contact lens. A taproot that's like a main artery grows from the pines deep down through the limestone to reach the freshwater.
During the last 20 years, we've seen the area of that functional pine forest decrease.
That lens is like an upside-down bowl, and it's been shrinking as sea rise pushes inland. Sea rise is also making flooding from tropical storms and hurricanes worse, dumping more salt water from above. A storm surge from Hurricane Irma filled an old quarry in the center of Big Pine called the Blue Hole. 2 years later, Ogurchak says it's still filled with salty water.
A lot more of it will be impacted each time there's a storm, and it's less likely to kind of regenerate in that because the conditions are no longer suitable. We should probably head in a couple minutes so we don't make Aaron wait.
Aaron Myers, a biologist and acting deputy director at Big Pine's Key Deer Refuge. It's here where the forest is the healthiest because there's still enough fresh water. We walk through the charred brush where rangers recently set a fire. The forest used to burn naturally during Florida's stormy wet season. Now there are houses here, so fires have to be put out, and that's hurting Pineland too. This was the first burn since 2011.
It's fun to see how the understory changes. Yeah, it's stuff that's really ephemeral.
A good tool like for invasive plants because oftentimes they'll show up pretty soon afterwards or they don't even burn. And so you can go in and you can see them and you can go, okay, now I know where you are. I'm coming to get you.
On a cool day, the sunny Pineland is magical. Wildflowers bloom like Pineland poinsettia. Butterflies skip around. There's a patch of freshwater sawgrass like you'd see in the Everglades. The canopy is so airy that you can hear the swoosh from a low-flying buzzard.
Was that what that sound was?
Yeah, that was them flying by. Those are
like the swoosh?
That was a low swoosh.
With all the bad news about sea rise, conservationists worry that at some point the public will ask, why bother with saving the forest? But Ross says the longer you can keep the forest healthy, the better chance it has to evolve naturally from one kind of functioning habitat, like a pine rockland, to another, like a mangrove forest, which can help absorb carbon.
We may not be optimistic about whether it's going to be here 100 years from now. It may allow them to live longer. And what else? That's what we do.
We're sitting at what used to be the old ferry boat landing on the eastern edge of No Name Key.
It's like a museum. So it becomes more valuable as it becomes, there's less of it.
As we get ready to leave, a key deer pops out of the bushes and begins grazing under a buttonwood tree, like a reminder that this museum, at least for now, is still home to living things. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Big Pine.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.